You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
2:03 Eastern Time here in our nation's capital. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 4 o'clock right here on the Chris Russell Show here on the Team 980. We're always streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can check us out via the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn app. Bunch of different ways to consume the Team 980. Coming up in about 25 minutes, about J.P. Finley going to join us. He's been out there, boots on the ground, for all six practices out in Ashburn as the Commanders try and lay the foundation for what the 2025 season is going to be. What we're chewing on right now at 301-230-0980, this Commanders offense, I keep using the same adjective here, but this Commanders offense, through the first six practices of training camp, the best way I can describe it is clunky. It's clunky. Hadn't been great. They've had some flash plays, though, right? We've seen Deebo Samuel get behind the defense, him and J.D. Five hooking up. We've seen Noah Brown get behind the defense and hook up with Jaden Daniels. We've seen Jalen Lane make a couple plays. But the splash plays, to me, the more and more I look at this thing, are kind of few and far between. Honestly. There have been moments where you go, oh, that's what won 12 games last year. But to me, it's very, very obvious what the problem is right now with this offense. They need Terry McLaurin. Right now, the biggest issue that I've seen with this Commanders offense through six training camp practices, there is not a consistent guy outside the numbers. And I'll even take it a step further. The big reason they're missing him is, one, you don't have a contested catch guy. I don't know how many times I've seen balls bounce off a guy's hands throughout camp, and I know 17 would rack it in. But that's why 17's a special player. We can't hold Chris Moore to the same standard of Terry McLaurin. But that's the point here. You need Terry McLaurin. But Rod called in and said it earlier. I totally agree, and I've said this over the past couple of days, where I think they're going to ultimately miss him the most if they do have to part ways, is right now in this receiver room, if there's no Terry McLaurin, who takes the top off of defenses? Who stresses defenses vertically? Who allows Deebo Samuel and Jalen Lane and company and Austin Ekeler to work underneath? Nobody. That's the problem to me. They don't have, minus Terry McLaurin, they don't have a guy that can stress defenses vertically. And when you look at the way this team played last year, they led the National Football League in wide receiver screen attempts. They want to make life difficult and put stress on those underneath defenders. They want to play a horizontal style of ball at times. Without Terry McLaurin stressing defenses vertically, you can't. 301-230-0980 is the number. Can the Commanders make the playoffs if they have to end up trading Terry McLaurin? 301-230-0980. Let's go to Roberto in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Roberto?
Well, maybe you.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
How's it going, boss?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Good to hear from you.
Listen.
Yeah, can they make the playoffs?
Jeff, can they go further in the playoffs? Hell to nah. And you've said it. We need hands. And 17 got hands.
Yeah.
Hands. He grabs things. You were talking about Madden. That's my game. And anybody that okay. Anybody that presses me is going to pay for it. You press 17, it's Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2, and I'm throwing to X. And it's 9 out of 10 times either TD or a long completion. Period. Period. So, yes, we're in 17. 5 and 17 plus Debo, nobody can stop us. Period. I'm going to leave it at that.
Roberto, right? I appreciate the call as always, brother. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. So, yeah, I mean, I totally agree. Like, the one thing that I guess we can't take into account right now, and I think Rod said this earlier, or one of you smart callers said this, I think you hit it right on the head. The one piece of this offense that we cannot see right now that you really just can't account for is the run game. And more importantly, Jaden Daniels. See, you can't feel the gravity of Jaden Daniels as a legitimate dual threat quarterback during training camp because you can't touch him. You can't. But in the regular season, when there are live bullets flying, when there are real bullets flying, you will feel the gravity of Jaden Daniels. How much does this help? How much does that help this offense? I don't know. Speaking of the quarterback of your Washington Commanders, one thing that I was talking to our guy Logan Paulson yesterday on the sideline, and Logan Paulson is going to join the program coming up tomorrow at 2:45, so make sure you keep it locked for that. One thing that Logan Paulson actually corrected me on, because I made an observation, and you know, out there, the guys that I pick their brain the most, right? I talk a lot to our guy David Harrison of WSA9 and the Locked On Commanders podcast. Talk a lot to our guy J.P. Finley, obviously, of 106.7 The Fan, NBC Washington. Talk a lot to John Keim of ESPN. Talk a lot to Mitch Tischler of the Monumental Sports Network. The one thing that I said to Logan, though, and Logan corrected me, I think J.P. may have been standing right there in close proximity to the convo as well. Yesterday in particular, watching the three different offensive groups go, there's Jaden Daniels with the first team, there's Hartman with the second team, and then Josh Johnson with the third team. And it's felt like this for a couple of periods during practice. Jaden Daniels getting to the top of his drop and pat, 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 scramble. Football's not coming out. Why? Because the defensive backs are doing, and we'll talk about the defenses real throughout the show. I think throughout the first six practices, while the offense has struggled, while there isn't a bunch of household names minus Terry McLaurin and Debo Samuel, credit this defensive backs room. Credit Coach Jason Simmons. Credit Coach William Gay. Credit Coach Donatella. Like, to me, the way that this defensive backs group is matching concepts right now in suffocating these wide receivers, it's going to be hard to have timing offensively. And that's what Logan Paulson said. Hold on, brother. It ain't on Jaden. There's no space. There's no air. Why? One, the receiving core is underwhelming. And then two, this secondary, I think, is legit. I think they're the real deal. Now, we'll see, obviously, next week when you go to Foxborough and you got to deal with Pop Douglas and Stephon Diggs and Kyle Williams and company. But for right now, six practices in, sign me up. But that's the other part of, like, not having a go-to guy at wide receiver. Timing of the offense gets messed up. Jaden's got to hold it longer. Jaden's got to scramble more. And that's one of the things that I spoke about, you know, ad nauseum throughout this offseason. If Jaden Daniels leads the Commanders in rushing yards again this year, they won't make the postseason. That's another stipulation to me that will not allow them to make the playoffs. But the bottom line is this. Can they make the playoffs minus Terry McLaurin? Yeah. Will they? To me, probably not. What say you? 301-230-0980. I'll read you some quotes here coming up momentarily from Tony Pauline of Sports Kita. He basically has talked to a bunch of different NFL executives and insiders throughout the past week or so, and they've dished on the Terry McLaurin situation and gave their prediction in terms of how things will work out. We'll give you the results of that next. But right now, your call.
I think they could win. But I think, like, what Dom was the call you're referencing earlier, and I think it's the best call of the day. You don't know what the running game's going to be, you know, and then Jaden is the X factor. But I'll tell you this, and me and you are a little different on the Terry. I love him. Mm-hmm. I want him to be on this team. I don't want to overpay him. But I was thinking about something, so I looked it up. I think he finished last season with 82 catches, which I want to say was 17th or 18th. I didn't look that up. He only had four games last season, Linnell, where he had more than 10 targets. The Tampa Bay playoff game, the second Dallas game that Mariota played mostly, the New Orleans game, and the Atlanta game. Those are the only four games where he had 10 targets. Okay, 9 out of the 18 games we played last year, he had 6 or less targets. Half of the games we played last year, he had 6 or less targets. And there are 5 games, Linnell, where my man didn't even have more than 3 catches. 3 or less catches, 5 games. Let me tell you what those games were because they're important. The final Philadelphia game.
Yep.
The Atlanta game, he got shut out by some cornerback who has a name I can't even tell you who he is.
A.J. Terrell, he's a damn good player. He's a damn good player.
It was a little hyper.
I get it.
The Philly game we lost, the original game opener against Tampa Bay, and then the second New York Giants game that we won. Those games, those 5 games, he had 3 or less catches. I love the guy. I think he needs to be here. I think he absolutely helps our offense. But he's not Justin Jefferson. You know, he's not Lamar. He's not any of those guys. He's just not. He's an awesome guy, an awesome citizen, and I hope he stays for a long time. But he ain't worth $35 million or $34 million or $33 million. Just not. And if they traded him for the Cincinnati defensive end that's beating a butt and doesn't want to come to camp, I think we could win the Super Bowl next year.
Well, a quick update on that.
I'd rather win it with Terry. I'd rather win it with Terry.
Gotcha.
But, you know, again, great topic.
I appreciate you as always, man.
Take care, brother.
I appreciate you, man. So here's the thing about what Jason brought up, trading him for Trey Hendrickson. So Trey Hendrickson actually reported to Cincinnati yesterday. I believe ESPN's Jeremy Fowler had that. But I want to go back to what Jason was just alluding to here, because I've also thought about this as I've tried to, you know, wrap my mind around why the Commanders are slow playing this deal. Jason gave us some very interesting nuggets, and I think it's real. Think about, there were points last year. Remember what the narrative was. Why can't they get Terry the ball? Why can't they get Terry the ball? What's Cliff doing? Yet this offense was still humming. So if you're trying to pick Adam Peters and company's brain, if you're trying to look at things from their perspective, right, I think it may be a situation where I have to begin to wonder and question this. I have to feel like Adam Peters and company feel like they for damn sure, Cliff Kingsbury and company feel like they for damn sure can manufacture offense without Terry McLaurin, because they did it last year. But to play devil's advocate to that, see, it's different when they're not targeting Terry McLaurin. It's also different when his presence is not felt, period. Right? If I'm a defensive coordinator game planning to take on Washington and 17's not out there, why I'm playing zero safety looks, I'm playing single high coverage, and I'm dealing with the results. 301-230-0980 is the number. I'll read you some of the insider notes from Tony Pauline, who got the chance to talk to a bunch of different executives across the National Football League, and they gave their take on how they feel like the Terry McLaurin saga will play out. We'll read you that coming up next, plus take your calls at 301-230-0980. Can the Washington Commanders make the playoffs in 2025 if they have to trade Terry McLaurin? It's next on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Mac, let me tell you something, Mac. Because see, this is the difference between me and Chris Russell, me and Sheehan, Denton, Hoffman. This is not a Kendrick Lamar production. We don't like Kendrick Lamar when I'm in the seat.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? What's wrong?
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Do you not like good things?
I'm a fan of October's very own. Whoa, I'm a fan of the king of hip-hop.
Wow. Listen to
Aubrey
this.
Aubrey Drake Graham.
You can be a fan of both. Wow.
And Kendrick Lamar is a lying fraud. Point blank. He wouldn't be relevant if it wasn't for Drake.
Do you know what a Pulitzer Prize is?
Pulitzer Prize, chicken thighs, Drake and five.
That's ignorance.
301-230-0980 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Sitting in for our guy, Chris Russell. He'll be back with you coming up on Monday in about 10 minutes or so. About JP Finley going to join the program. Right now, though, taking your calls. I've been out there each and every day at Commanders practice, and there have been good moments, there have been bad moments. It's what you expect through the first, you know, six practices of an NFL training camp. But my number one observation with the offense through six practices is that this group, to me, looks clunky. Now, there's been positive plays, there have been deep shots, there have been highlight reel throws. You've seen them on social media, but the consistency through the first six practices, to me, is just not there. Now, to their credit, it was like this last year, too, during training camp, right? Now, I think they were a little more consistent before they went to the Jets practice, but that Jets joint practice was like baptism by fire. This offense couldn't bust a grape, right? Word to Doc Walker. Couldn't bust a grape. Couldn't do a damn thing. Yet they ended up being a top five unit in the National Football League. So I say that to say this. I'm not sounding the alarm. I'm not trying to jump the gun. I'm just telling you how a T.I. is. This offense has struggled to find consistency throughout camp without Terry McLaurin. And based off of all the reporting, these two sides are so far apart that sooner rather than later, we got to start having the conversation of, hey, are they just going to be better off trading Terry McLaurin? If that is the case, if they have to trade Terry McLaurin, can the Commanders make the playoffs? 301-230-0980. I'll reiterate my thoughts again. Can they make the playoffs? Yes. Will they make the playoffs minus Terry McLaurin? Probably not. 301-230-0980. CJ is out in D.C. What up, Siege?
What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
What's up, y'all? I'm going to tell you something, man. I love me some Terry McLaurin. Love him. But guess what? He's not the top seven wide receivers. Do you understand who JD's most favorite target was as a wide receiver for the first 9 games? Do you know who that was?
Who was that?
Noah.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the Hail Mary. I'm just talking about in general. It's Noah. And also, do you know who the number one person in offense is for us?
Who's that?
You know who it is. The best offensive coordinator in the league.
Cliff Kingsbury. So you think Cliff Kingsbury
tell you something, man.
Is the straw Cliff, that stirs Cliff the drink knows, offensively?
Cliff knows who he has.
I can hear
and
that.
And they're going to figure it out. If we have Terry, it's going to be a bonus. But to answer your question, yes, we will make the playoff without Terry, but it's going to be rough.
Appreciate the call as always, CJ. I got J.P. Finley going to join us coming up here in about 7 minutes or so. So we'll run through some of these calls. Bowie is out in Fort Washington. What's going on, Bowie?
Hey, like I told you the last time, Linnell, you're my favorite sportscaster, but we're going to do fine if Terry doesn't sign. Look, Bill Belichick had the head of a snake and that quarterback, and he won championships after championships with different receivers. You got to have trust in J5. He'll get it done.
I think that's a good rule of thumb here, and I think, and one of the other callers brought it up, and I thought it was a really astute point. For all the concerns I've had about the offense, the one thing I will say, you cannot see the full gravity of impact that Jayden Daniels is going to have on the offense until we're into the regular season and he can actually make plays with his feet, because that was a big part of this offense last year.
Yeah, he's not doing nothing in this summer camp warm-up. Why would he stretch himself like that? I mean, Terry is being kind of unreasonable to me.
Uh-oh.
I really do. You disagree with me, but I'm telling you, they will be fine without Terry.
I appreciate the call as always, brother. 301-230-0980. Little wants to chime in out in the city. What's going on, Little?
Big fella. Man, we all know Toby the Young is in charge. You got to switch it up, Linnell.
Hey, Doc, you know what, Doc? I'm sitting here looking at Doc right now, and it's Doc Walker's fault that you came on these airways and said something like that. And for that, say goodbye. EJ is in D.C. What's going on, EJ?
Thank you for taking my call, Linnell. I'm tired of these guys disrespecting Terry McLaurin. And my opinion, let me just give it to you like this, right? We will not make the playoff without Terry McLaurin. See, to me, everybody's saying Jayden Daniels. Yeah, Jayden Daniels, he had a hell of a year for a rookie, but he ain't played but 1 year, you know? And how much was Terry's play helped his progress? And like you had a call
totally
and say, well, you had a call and a call and said that Noah Brown was his leading man and somebody else was his lead man. That's because they were 5 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Exactly.
It takes a rookie time to get in rhythm and learn how to read all the way down the field. Jayden Daniels is great, and I think he will be great. But let's not act like he done played in the Super Bowl or something, man. He was a rookie.
I give you that, EJ, and I appreciate the call. So I look at it through this lens, and I got the chance to sit down with ESPN's Lewis Riddick last week on Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. You can download that wherever you get your podcast. And the one thing that Lewis kept harping on was the fact that, man, why would you want to make life more difficult for your franchise quarterback entering just his sophomore season? And I know Jaden's got the goods. Jaden is going to be an elite quarterback with or without Terry McLaurin. No one's disputing that. But why make life more difficult when you could just have 17 in the fold here? And the other point to me is this. If you were going to trade McLaurin, why didn't you do it during the draft where you could have got an asset that could help you win now? That's why I have a hard time believing that they'll actually trade him. It's because it's like, well, what motivation do they have to do that? This is a team that won 12 games last year that's trying to go all in and repeat as a postseason team. Paulie's in the 757. What's going on, Paulie?
To the W, man. What's going on, Linnell?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Hey, Matt. Hey, make sure you play some Pusha T, too.
Hey, get some clips going. Hey, I can rock with clips. Hey, Paulie, you know I can rock with clips now. That album, I didn't even get to talk to you about that. I should have shot you a text over that. Hey, look, Pusha T and Brother was acting bad. Though, what you got?
And don't ever disrespect Kendrick, though. Let me say this, man. Let me say this, you know. I appreciate your analysis earlier that I told you last night that you repeated that.
Oh, Lord, here we go. It's the Paulie show.
But y'all people, y'all people is wild, though, man. Like, I don't care what number Terry is. He's number one on this team.
Yeah.
And he's productive. All right? So, and his offense wasn't humming until they started getting Terry the ball and he was stretching the field. Then the team started bracketing him. That's how your man Noah Brown started getting targets and everything.
Yeah.
And then once they noticed he couldn't run past nobody, his offense balled down again until Deami got up again. All right? And then one guy brought up that Atlanta game, same thing. Yeah, that cornerback, that young dude, he was pretty good. Right, but
that bracket coverage on
everybody think about that one play. You know why they only went to him on that one play? Because that was one of the few times he wasn't bracketing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, Right. Listen, man, listen, like you said, we can make the playoff without Terry, but the odds is that we're not going to make the playoff without Terry. Because like you said, not having him changes the whole dynamic of how teams is going to play you. So you definitely need Terry up in there, man. Yeah. Pay a man his money, bro.
Just pay him. Paulie, look.
To it, man. Pay him or get rid of him.
Paulie, how about me? How about me, you, G, a couple other listeners, fans? I'm ready to open up the collection pot. Yeah, I know Pastor Willingham
comes out between the months
of September and January.
No, bro. It'll take us 20 years to get the money paid. What are you talking about?
Paulie, I appreciate you as always. JP Fiddley joins us next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
the next time you come back with Kendrick Lamar, I won't turn my mic on. 301-230-0980 is the number. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 4 o'clock. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, will take you on your afternoon drive home. Right now, we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline where we find out how JP Finley, who you can hear Monday through Friday on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan, with a guy Brian Mitchell, 10-2. JP, we've been talking about the same thing here, loaded lines for the first hour and a half of the program. It's what I asked you earlier in the kitchen this morning. So we'll get your thoughts on it here real quick. JP, can the Commanders make the postseason in 2025 if they have to part ways with Terry McLaurin?
Unequivocally, yes.
Why is that for you?
When you've got an elite quarterback, you're in the playoff conversation every year. Now, that said, their chances are much better with Terry.
Right.
They should re-sign Terry. But, like, I don't know. I mean, we talked about it briefly there in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Jaden, look at the numbers last year with OZ and Diami late in the year, and even Noah Brown. People forget that Noah Brown was signed last September after Houston cut him. Like, the offense will undoubtedly be better with Terry, yeah. and they should absolutely yeah. sign him. But, yes, they can make the playoffs. People act like they didn't add Deebo Samuel, who's looked fantastic in camp and has had Pro Bowl and All-Pro seasons. So, yes, I think any sort of, like, finality hypothetical discussions around Terry at this point are also just premature. Like, I still think a deal gets done. I think it gets done that week leading up to the Ravens practices. So that's just a gut.
Is that you shooting your shot on when you think this thing has to happen? Bye?
No, I don't think there is a has to happen by. Okay. If it's Labor Day weekend, it's Labor Day weekend. I mean, if you look at some of the other deals that guys have signed, sometimes this goes all the way to September. I don't think Terry's going to hold out games. I think that'd be pretty crazy. I think DQ said the other day, related to Cosme, as far as the roster decision they have to make with him, if they bring him onto the active and then he goes on to IR or whatever, like he kind of said about a month, like he kind of hinted late August. I think that Ravens practice is probably going to be the best look at what they want week one to look like. We get, I mean, the preseason has become a joke.
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little bit of a look that Monday nighter, but I mean, nobody's going to play that third week of the preseason against Baltimore. I think that practice is your best look. But I mean, yes, they can make the playoffs.
Terry. So JP, I want to add this layer to it. Do you think that Cliff Kingsbury and his ability to manufacture offense, is that playing a part in these negotiations with McLaurin in terms of their confidence that they can move forward without him?
I mean, maybe a little, but like,
and is that the right? Is that an appropriate way to look at it from the team's perspective?
I don't think they're thinking about what Cliff can do without Terry, because they're just like, Terry's under contract, and right. if we can't get this done, he's still going to play. I don't think that's really part of the calculus. I think so much of what we talk about isn't even part of their dialogue. Like, I can't imagine
right.
AP and DQ and Cliff sat down and had a discussion like, hey, do you think we can make the playoffs without Terry? Like, I can't. That's,
I would love to be a fly on the wall. I would love to be a fly on the wall in that room.
Dude, you know, Cliff and DQ want Terry there yesterday.
Right,
like, that's
right.
one of the positives of a separated church and state, if you will, of having DQ and then AP to run the front office.
I totally agree with you. And we've talked about it each and every day. We've been out there on the practice field. It just, the way I described it, JP, is clunky, is how I would describe the offense of the first six practices. There are highlight plays here and there, but the overall consistency period to period just hasn't been there. The one thing that you actually briefly mentioned.
That could be the case if Terry was there. The right. offense generally starts slower than the defense.
Totally, totally understand that. I think you're spot on with that. I believe you said this to me on the sideline the other day. The other part of this that we're not taking into account in terms of the way the offense has looked through the first six practices, it's hard to really measure the gravity that Jayden Daniels is going to have on this rushing attack during the regular season as well, because right now you're simply not getting good looks with that. I feel like I've seen, and tell me if you agree with this, without Terry and knowing Ben Sinnott being a second-round pick, is the answer to try and supplement some of the offense right now, is the answer to go more 12 and 13 personnel because you like the tight end group that you have? You were pretty damn good running the football last year, but Ben Sinnott, as we saw, you know, in that Jets preseason game, we didn't really get to see the opportunities during the regular season. He is more than capable as a pass catcher as well. So is that a way that they supplement the offense and try to find different ways to get an advantage?
I mean, they ran a lot of 12 last year. It was Ertz and Bates, and they love Bates.
Right.
So would you like to see more production out of Sinnott? Yeah, but I think there's like a misguided, like some of the conversation with Bill Merritt, right, mm-hmm. who I think has had a really good camp and looks good and may force their hand to keep four backs or, you know, we'll see how that shakes out, yeah. right? But, like, I think people just get so excited by something new and by, like, why isn't this dude more of a part of it? Zach Ertz was freaking awesome last
year. Amazing.
And people can get mad about, like, you know, not having explosive plays and yards after the catch. Like, you know what Jaden wants? A dude that's going to catch everything on third down and pick up first downs and be an absolute weapon in the red zone. So, like, could Ben Sinnott have a larger role? Absolutely, yes. Like, is that a guarantee? Like, I don't think Ertz is going to have a lesser role.
Right. Totally.
And I don't think he should. I mean, he's really, really good.
Yeah, well, he showed last year, especially on third down and in the red zone. Look, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but this is the benefit of having a 10-plus year NFL career, understanding all the tricks of the trades, the nuance stuff. The touchdown catch against Atlanta is like a perfect example of him just understanding how to use his body. That stuff doesn't really show up in the box score. You just see the end result. He is a big part of this offense. I totally agree. As far as the offensive line is concerned, and I said something the other day on air that caught a lot of heat on social media, shocker, but I was just giving my honest thought on it.
I live for that stuff.
I don't, JP. You know I'm just giving my honest analysis and takes, man. This is just what I'm seeing. I described Josh Connerly as, quote, you know, underwhelming through the first couple of practices. I think it's a little bit too early still. We've only had one fully padded practice, but just what I've seen from him to this point is he's, you know, struggled a little bit. The learning curve is real at that position, especially when you consider he played left tackle all year last year. He's now switching to the right side. That's a real thing. Should it be viewed as a negative thing if Andrew Wiley is the week one starting right tackle? And how likely do you think that is?
I still think Connerly ends up there. I don't think it should necessarily be viewed negatively. You know, if he was a top 10 pick or something, mm-hmm. I think it'd be a lot different. You're talking about he's a 21-year-old that they picked, what, 29th, 28th, if I remember right? Mm-hmm. Like, could it take some time for him to learn the pace and strength of the NFL? Yeah, I steadfastly, though, like even a guy like Coleman, who I'm excited about at guard, I just don't think we've seen close to enough on any of it. Like, The two dudes that you could write in Sharpie right now are Tunsil and Biotis because they've done it a ton, right?
Right.
And then whether it's Wiley or Allegretti on the right side, or, you know, depending when Cosby gets back, like, I like Connerly a lot. I think the athletic tools are off the charts. He works hard. I think it's just way, there's been one padded practice. I think, and you're asking a guy to go from the left side to the right side, learn on the fly a new position in the NFL, and the positions are similar, but the footwork
totally different.
It's just opposite. Like it's learning the opposite of what you've done as fast as possible against NFL defenders. Oh, by the way, they've only had pads on once. I just think it's crazy premature to make any sort of proclamation on what he is or where he is in his, like, path. But I also understand the content business and you're watching. It's fair to give opinions on what you're seeing. I think it needs to have a whole lot of caveats.
For sure. I know we only got a few moments left with you, brother. We appreciate you making some time for us. There's been a lot of rave reviews, you know, coming from camp about the way the defense has looked. What stood out the most to you about that group in year number two of the system?
I think the DBs have looked really good. Mikey and Quan are great people and players. Yeah. I think Quan could maybe, you know, this team is going to be in high visibility, primetime national games a lot. And some of the playmaking stuff Quan can do, I think maybe the conversation around him as a player nationally could kind of change this year. Big opportunity. I really like, I mean, if your nickel package is Amos, Samerstill, Lattimore, Quan, Harris, I like that group. You need health, and, you know, there's other. I like Noah I. Like, there's other people that will be part of that. I think Lattimore being healthy and in a good mental place and like a good, like he's happy to be here, all of those things. Whereas, you know, coming in last year, you're still beat up. You're trying to prove to this team you can go. Like, it just wasn't a great way to introduce yourself. I don't know. I think the DBs could be pretty good. Pass rush helps too.
For sure. Well, I'll let you go on something totally non-related that just came up on my timeline. This is via Chris Haynes, the longtime NBA insider. Gilbert Arenas and five other defendants, including a suspected high-level member of an Israeli transnational organized crime group, were arrested today on federal indictment alleging they operated an illegal gambling business in which high-stakes poker games were played at an Encino mansion that Gilbert owned. Your thoughts on that real quick. Holy hell.
Dude, I got no thoughts. I have no idea what that means. That's crazy.
That is nuts.
I do have one thought, though.
Yeah.
That's the last time I'm giving you an old salad because you didn't return the damn Tupperware.
Oh, my. Did you? Were you able to retrieve it, though? Did you get it?
Yeah, I had to go track it down. I gave you the salad. Your job is to return the container to me.
You guys were in segment when I finished. So I left it in
the kitchen. You couldn't put it in the
kitchen?
The production area with Jeff and Lampville?
Look, you got it. Pecans in the salad, though. JP, come on, brother.
Yo, my wife tries to make me healthy, man. I don't put that stuff in there.
We appreciate you making some time for us as always, brother. Get home soon, man. Get home safe, rather.
So Linnell not only didn't return my container, now he's mad about the contents of the salad I gave him.
I got a text from somebody, JP. I don't know who this is. I got a text from somebody saying, I don't know if you brought it up on air. They said, good afternoon. How was that week-old salad? I'll fix you some jerk chicken and curry chicken one day. I have no clue who that was, but okay.
I did bring it up on air. So, and I said, I asked everybody if Linnell's actually going to return the container to me, and everybody said no.
That's
and
horrible.
They were proven correct.
That is horrible. That's JP Finley. You can check him out weekdays 10 to 2 with Brian Mitchell on 106.7 The Fan. Thanks, JP. That is our guy. He couldn't even say goodbye to us. That big-eared. I love JP. One of my absolute favorites. A guy that's just been nothing but first class to me since I've started doing this thing. Always a super help. And as you all should know about JP at this point, JP going to keep it real. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll run through the rest of these calls on the line that we got, plus the injury bug going Kanye crazy throughout NFL training camp. We'll give you the deets on that next. This is the Team 980.
It's just big me.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you to our guy, JP Finley, who joined us moments ago. If you missed any of that conversation, you're in luck. Download the always free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature. Go back to the 230 segment. Hear my conversation with our guy, JP Finley, dishing on what's been the topic of the show to this point, man. Can the Commanders make the playoffs without Terry McLaurin? If you heard the tail end of my convo with JP, Gilbert Arenas in hot water. I mean, talky hot water. Boiling hot water. Fish grease. His ass is grass. Anytime the feds are after you, when the feds have an indictment, when the feds officially file their indictment, it's already too late. Because you know how the feds get down. They're going to get every piece of evidence possible before they pursue a conviction. And right now, looks like Gilbert Arenas could be trending that way. We got some Washington Nationals news as well to get to as we get into the 3 o'clock hour. Major League Baseball trade deadline coming up tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern time. But I want to read the tweet again. I couldn't believe what the hell I saw, man. It's via Chris Haynes, longtime NBA insider, reporting. And I want to read the exact tweet. Former NBA star Gilbert Arenas and suspected Israeli crime figure were arrested today on a federal indictment alleging that they operated an illegal gambling business in which high-stakes poker games were played at Encino Mansion, which Gilbert Arenas owns. The charges that are currently facing the Gilbert Arenas, rather, is currently facing are not very good, as you all can probably expect. According to the charges, I lost the tweet on exactly what he's being charged with, but I'll try to find that for you all momentarily. It's been a very busy news day in terms of like random things happening. According to Andrew Marchand of The Athletic, ESPN has fired Shannon Sharp, and obviously he has been under a lot of scrutiny after the one he's had. The last 12 months for Shannon have been freaky as hell and costly. It costs to be a freak, though. Y'all know that. Shannon Sharp got caught doing the nasty on Instagram Live, and then they caught him with a 20-year-old. How old is he? How old was the girl? Hey, Mac, let me not say that because that makes it sound wild.
Wait, I didn't hear about that second part.
Yeah, so you know he got caught doing the nasty on Instagram Live, but then there was this woman, Tony Busby. Anytime Tony Busby is involved, you know a settlement's coming.
Oh, that was the girl that he got. Okay, gotcha. Yes. I didn't know she was 20 years old.
No, well, she's not. Allegedly. She's not. She's not 20. I can't say that. Look, you're about to get me in trouble.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But
go
no,
on,
she's the age is. You know, I don't know it, but she's young relative to Shannon Sharp. So he gets fired by ESPN, and that I know is going to send shockwaves through the sports media community because of, you know, to his credit, he has really built a name for himself on ESPN. And what him and, you know, Ocho Cinco are doing with Club Shay Shay, dominating YouTube, excuse me, not Club Shay Shay, Nightcap. He's got Club Shay Shay 2, the interview series that he does. It feels like Shannon's kind of been off the map a little bit in terms of TV. He's been, you know, still getting to it on YouTube with Ocho, but out at the worldwide leader is our guy, Shannon Sharp. There was something else that came out from Andrew Marchand as well in terms of the sports media industry. I know we had the Joy Taylor stuff last week. Wow. There's also the situation, AMAC, I don't know if you saw Marcus Morris got slapped on the wrist for illegally
gambling, right?
Stealing bad money? Checks, writing bad checks to multiple different casinos. And this is what he had to say on Instagram. My last thing is bleep Vegas. To treat me like that was wild. I've gambled on that property over 10 plus years. We could have handled that mob style before that option. Never been in cuffs or a part of any fraud in my life, and it's going to stay that way. I don't need PR to do anything for me. This is for me, a man who built his career on morals and character, never running or ducking from anything. If you know gambling, you can't take money out the casino if you got a marker.
Hey, listen, he should have let PR handle that one.
Well, that was a horrible statement.
Yeah.
Horrible statement. So him and his twin, I actually can't tell them apart, low-key. I think he's been on ESPN.
Yeah, I think both of them have been.
On First Take, I've seen it, you know, trying to help with their basketball coverage. It's always a terrible thing to say, but like anytime I see certain athletes on TV trying to make a career in media, I wonder, oh, you must be broke. Oh, you must be suffering in participating in what I like to call BBAs. See, I said it, and maybe you can clip this off and send it to Lou DiPietro. Hey, Mac, you ever heard me say this before? But Jaden Daniels is the BBL of the Washington Commanders. Do you pick up what I'm putting down when I say that? Jaden Daniels is the BBL of the Washington Commanders.
He makes everything look better.
Let me take it a step further. You pick it up what I'm putting down. So if you're out there, if you're a female out there, if you're a dude out there that's participated in any sort of enhancement, getting veneers, adding inches, whatever you want to do, if you're a woman and you've gotten a BBL, you don't get a BBL and stay in the house, AMAC. Guess what? Shorty get a baby girl get a BBL. She's outside on the beach. Cheeks out, weeks out, getting flued out, the whole nine. That's BBL activity. You get veneers. What the first thing you doing, hey, Mac? I'm cheesing like a song. I'm cheesing like a mug, boy. I'm telling you. You couldn't get me to close my mouth. Jaden Daniels is the BBL of the Commanders, and they're acting like it. When you have a top five quarterback on a rookie contract, what do? You go trade for Laremy Tunsil. You go trade for Deebo Samuel. That's just how you work it. 301-230-0980 is the number. What an analogy that was. I know somebody that'll appreciate the analogy. My guy, Juke, out in West Virginia won Tap In. What's going on, Juke?
Hey, what's going on, Linnell? You wild for that one, my guy. I gotta say.
You pick up what I put down, though, brother? You understand what I'm
pick
saying?
Up what you put down. I get what you're saying, but I just felt like BBL, you know, it's not always good looking because they got that big old bubble with them little.
They got to match, Juke. It's got to match, brother.
Yeah, it's got to match, man. It's got to match. Hey, but look, I'm just piggybacking off your statement about, you know, your question.
Yeah.
We got Timothy Daniels. There's always going to be a chance we're going to make a playoff.
Yeah.
But to respond to that one caller talking about Terry's catches, everything comes with context.
Yes.
Context. And I'm going to say what Kobe said against in that game seven against the Boston Celtics, we won. We had a poor shooting night. He said, the threat of me shooting helps open up the offense. So, same with Terry. The threat of Terry helps open up the offense for those other receivers. Everybody just want to look at, focus on just that, but you got to look at the whole entire picture. And Terry, and on top of that, moving on from without Terry, trying to replace him, is that next receiver going to block like Terry? Is the next receiver not going to complain about not getting those catches, those two or three catches, like Terry did? And destroy the functionality of the offense. So that's all I got for you.
Juke, I appreciate you. Hey, I know we've been putting it off. You see, I've been hella tied up. We're gonna run the Madden, bro. Don't worry about it. You're my man.
Sure.
I rock
sure.
with you. You've been rocking with me ever since I first came on air, bro. You're my dog. Appreciate you, man. That is Juke out West Virginia. Gosh. We're gonna get to the Bald Greek on the other side of the break. Final hour of power coming your way next. They're on the Team 980. We'll take a spin around the National Football League coming up here in the 3 o'clock hour. Senior NFL writer from The Athletic, Mike Jones, joins us at about 3:20. When we come back, though, final hour of power here on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.